Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I feel very responsible to give you a statutory warning. You know, a heads up. Because what you're going to listen to right now, in the voice of Colonel Lalit Rai, a Kargil veteran, today on the 26th of July, on Kargil Vijay Divas, I feel we every year need to be reminded ki hamare jawanon ne kya kiya tha, kitna kiya tha, ताकि आज आप और मैं बैठ के टांग पे टांग रख के दुनिया जहान की बातें कर सके. यू नो, फ्रीडम ऑफ स्पीच, माई लैंग्वेज, माई फ्लैग, माई दिस, माई दैट. इट्स ओनली बिकॉज दीज गाइज आर मैनिंग एंड वॉचिंग आर बैक्स. अब आज जो दिन है, काफी लोगों को याद नहीं रहता, भूल जाते हैं, तो कोई बात नहीं, याददाश्त कमजोर है, हम याद दिला देंगे. टुडे इनफैक्ट एट 8:45 Kargil Vijay Divas celebrations would begin at the National Military Memorial. If you're driving past, you'll feel the energy, you'll feel the vibe. Now, the statutory warning was because this story is of the 1st Battalion that was sent up to Kargil, which was occupied by Pakistan. And just for your information, India has a history of never, ever having invaded a country before. So brace yourself. This is a Kargil story from a Kargil veteran. I insist you increase the volume a little, just a little bit. And that's it. What do I say? Keep an eye on your arms and legs. Rongte khade hone wale
hain. Hello.
Namaskar, Colonel Rai. Disha Oberoi from Rare FM, Bangalore.
Good morning, Disha.
How are you, sir?
Absolutely good.
I believe you have a special bond with this city.
Absolutely. I'm a whole Cottonian.
Cottonian.
Yes, Bishop Cotton. I'm very proud of it.
Sir, I believe you're a Kargil veteran.
Yes, and I'm proud to say so because mine was the Gurkha battalion that was, we were the first ones to be sent in. And we were also the first ones to demolish their post and capture that place and finish these guys off on top of Kalubar at 18,000 feet above sea level. And the first ones to actually throw them across the line of control. And very proud of my boys and what the battalion did.
I believe your knees were injured terribly, but you didn't retract.
I was, that was the machine gun fire which had got my leg. And I was bleeding profusely. I was asked to come down and be evacuated from there. But I refused to let go because we had already lost so many lives reaching up there. So we held on to that place. Absolutely beating back counterattacks after counterattacks by the enemy. And at one point of time, we had just one or two bullets left with us. And there were about 40 to 45 of them who had derailed us and they were attacking us. And at the same time, they were using most abusive language. Today, I'm proud to tell you that just eight of us on top, it was freezing temperatures of minus 32 degrees Celsius. We held on strong with our kukris and our rifles. And today those guys who were abusing us, the Pakis, they are 6 feet below the ground. And I'm talking to you.
You have given us goosebumps early in the morning. What are you doing to us, sir?
Much of my grooming has been from Bangalore. And this is one thing I must attribute to Bangalore, this fighting spirit. We used to have these boxing matches in school. And that is the time one learned to stand on his own two feet and fight your own battles, you know, till the end. And not to give up ever. So I think I carried that to the battlefront. Morning number one, hey, Disha, Disha.
Morning number one, hey, Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. Disha.